The Environmental Protection Agency has issued new guidelines for meth lab cleanups. However, the Missouri Highway Patrol says that doesn't change things for our state. Missouri has long carried the nefarious title of being the number one meth state in the U.S. Because of that, aggressive measures were put into place long ago to combat the problem. Sergeant Jason Clark with the Highway Patrol's Division of Drug and Crime Control says the EPA's new guidelines are right in line with the patrol's current operations.
So it's really not going to change anything that we're doing necessarily as first responders are concerned. They're just good for good guidelines set out there for other folks to follow.
He says many states might need these new guidelines to properly deal with a meth lab site, but Missouri's already seen as an example to the rest of the nation.
Certainly we've kind of led the nation on how meth labs are cleaned up and how we fight the and how the state of Missouri combats the meth lab. And I think a lot of the other states throughout the United States have really kind of mimicked what we do here in the state of Missouri. We're kind of on the cutting edge in that regard.
Clark says the guidelines will assist not only law enforcement officers, but fire and emergency crews and even those cleaning up homes on the real estate market that previously housed meth labs. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.